Hi, I'm David Ramcharan, and I'll be taking you through some breathwork sequences today. So before you start, you might want to blow your nose because we'll be using our nostrils quite a lot. So make sure you've emptied, you've blown your nose so you can breathe comfortably. And sometimes in cooler weather, in the morning and in the evening, one nostril will feel more open than the other to test it. So we're going to bring the hands into a couple of mudras first. And there's many forms of pranayama. We'll be working with a breathwork called pranayama. It has many benefits. So it calms the body down. It energizes it. You can do it at any time of the day. First thing during the day. You can do it in the evening, but not too late in the evening, because sometimes the energy will feel quite energized late at night. Unless you're going out, you can use it in the evening. So you bring the hands into two mudras. The left hand, you bring it into a mudra called Yana Mudra. The thumb and the index finger lightly touch. Make an O like that. And again, you want to sit comfortably. This is a very comfortable seated position for me, but we're all different and we have different bodies. So if your hips aren't comfortable sitting in this position here, sit on a chair. You can sit against a wall. Make sure you're nice and warm. Put something around your shoulders. Left hand goes into a mudra called Yana Mudra. Place it on the left knee, and you're not going to move it for this first set of pranayama. The right hand, bring it up. And then just from here, you open the hand up. Now we're going to close it very lightly. Take the thumb out and take the two end fingers out. So, and you have the index fingers curl into the palm. This is called Vishnu Mudra, and this is the hand we'll be using for pranayama. So to test how open the nostrils are, we have an active nostril and an inactive nostril when it's cooler. Close the right nostril, take an inhale through the left nostril, and then out, in, then out, in, and then out, and then release the thumb. Same thing, close the left nostril with the ring finger, and same thing, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, and exhale. They kind of feel equal, but the right nostril feels a little closed. It's normal because we're going into autumn. In the summer months, early in the morning, they'll both feel open, and same thing in the evening. So we're going to start on the left side. Left, right, back to left is one round. We're working with a very simple ratio of 4-4-4. So we're going to inhale for four breaths, retain the breath for four, exhale for four. So left to right and right to left. We'll do a few rounds together. So sitting comfortably at any time, like your meditation, stretch the legs out if you need to move, and make sure that if you need to blow your nose, you do that first. Close the, so Vishnu Mudra, close the right nostril with the thumb, and then inhale through the left nostril for four breaths. One, two, three, four. Now, place the ring finger on the left nostril. The thumb's already closed in the right nostril. We're going to hold the breath, retain it here for four breaths. One, two, three, four. Lift the head a fraction. Release the thumb. Exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Close both nostrils lightly. Place the thumb on the right nostril. The ring finger is already closing the left nostril, and retain the breath here for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head a fraction. Release the ring finger. Exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. That's one round. Let's do a few more. Inhale left for four. Fill the lungs up. And then close the left nostril with a ring finger. Thumb's already closed in the right nostril. Hold the breath here for four breaths. One, two, three, four. Lift the head up a fraction. Release the thumb. Exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. Then place the thumb on the right nostril. Retain the breath here for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head a fraction, release the ring finger, exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. Try closing your eyes, I'll guide you in my voice. Inhale left for four, fill the lungs up comfortably. Then place the ring finger on the left nostril, thumbs already closed in the right nostril, retain for four. One, two, three, four, lift the head a fraction, release the thumb, exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. Close both nostrils lightly, thumb onto the right nostril, retaining for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head, release the ring finger, exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale left for four. Close both nostrils lightly, place the ring finger on the left nostril, thumbs already lightly closing the right nostril, retaining for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head, release the thumb, exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. Now we close both nostrils lightly, and from here retain for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head a fraction, release the ring finger, exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. Couple more rounds. Inhale left for four. Close both nostrils lightly, ring finger to the left, thumb to the right, and retain four, four. One, two, three, four. Lifting the head a fraction, release the thumb, exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. Let's close both nostrils lightly, thumb to the right, ring finger to the left, retaining for four. One, two, three, four. Lifting the head, releasing the ring finger, exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. Final round. Inhale left for four. Close and retain for four. One, two, three, four. Lift the head a fraction, release the thumb, exhale right for four. One, two, three, four. Inhale right for four. Close both nostrils lightly, thumb onto the right nostril, retain for four. One, two, three, four. Lifting the head a fraction, release the ring finger, exhale left for four. One, two, three, four. And then slowly release. So there's many ratios. So that's a very simple one. And you start, I always start on the left side when I'm teaching it, but you start with the nostril we tested, which nostril was open earlier. Start with the active nostril. And then, so whichever side you're working, you take it to the other side and then bring it back. Now we're going to take an inhale. We're going to fill the lungs up. Almost full. Leave a small gap. We're going to retain the breath. You're going to apply two locks here. The Mula Bandha is just above the perineum. You clench that area. Imagine you need to use the bathroom and there's not one around. And you drop the chin to the chest. Apply the Jala Bandha. It's really good for your bladder. The locks are optional. Don't apply them if it doesn't feel right for you. And retain the breath. Keep holding. And gently lift the head and release. Again, inhale, apply the Jala Bandha and the Mula Bandha at the base and hold. You're going to gently release. And we'll work with just two more forms of breath work. So we're going to work with Brahmari. So Brahmari sounds like a humming bee. And it's like there's a black humming bee in India, a female one. And you're going to make this kind of humming sound. So we have a flap on either ear. You're going to use your index fingers. You're going to close the flaps on the ears. This works when your eyes are closed if you're in a big room, but if you're at home, you can keep the eyes open. So have the forearms up, close the flaps of the ears lightly, there, gently with the index fingers. I'm going to close my mouth, bring the tongue to the roof of the mouth, and then I'm going to make this high-pitched sound. And it sounds like the humming bee. And what it does, we have nerve endings in the body. We have about 72,000. So it's going to purify all those nerve endings. It's great if you're a little anxious, if the body's feeling out of balance and it needs some balance. I'll demonstrate. So when I'm teaching this in the studio, if it's busy, I get them to close their eyes. So close your eyes and then take the upper arms up. Close the mouth, tongue to the roof of the mouth, and you're going to make this sound. Mm. you'll feel a vibration in your mouth. Let's do it together. So close the flaps of the ears, upper arms, forearms up, tongues at the roof of the mouth, and let's go. Go for as long as it's comfortable to breathe. Gently bring the elbows down slightly. When it becomes labored to breathe, you need to release. Let's do it again. Mouth closed, you'll feel a vibration in the mouth. Gently bring the elbows down one more time. Flaps of the ears lightly close with the index fingers. Gently release. So this one you can do at any time. You can do this one late at night. Really calms the body down. And it's really good if you're anxious. And the pranayama has many benefits. It's great for irregular blood pressure. It's good if you have allergies during the spring season or whenever you've got allergies, you might have them all year round. It will help with that. It's really good if you've got asthma as well. So you still take what you take, but it will help with those things. Last form of pranayama is nadi vibrator pranayama. And we're going to close all the senses on the body. So again, if you need to stretch your legs out, then do. And to do this, we're going to close the eyes. We're not going to scrunch the eyes too close. Just lightly close the eyelids and place the index fingers on top of the eyelids. The flaps of the ears, you close it with the thumbs. The middle fingers go on top of the nostrils, ring fingers top of the lips, baby fingers bottom lips. Release the middle fingers. Take an inhale, fill the lungs up. Elbows up, close the mouth. It should feel like you're underwater. Release the middle fingers, exhale. Take another inhale. Close the middle fingers. And gently release. Keep the eyes closed if you're doing this in daylight, because if you open the eyes straight away, you'll see a white light because you've lightly pressed on the optic nerve. So keeping the eyes closed. Sometimes people think they've been enlightened, but it's just the optic nerve. And then you can gently open the eyes. And again, if you need to take a little stretch, then do. And the pranayama, we worked with a 4-4-4 ratio, but there's many ratios, there's 3-12-6. So start with a smaller ratio first, and then when you get used to that, then you can try other ratios. Thank you for joining this afternoon. Thank you.